Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island's U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is commending congressional leaders for reaching a budget deal. Whitehouse says the agreement will let Congress get back to business. But he adds the budget is not everything Democrats had hoped for. Whitehouse criticizes Republicans for refusing to budge on extending unemployment benefits and for allowing only partial relief from the budget cuts known as sequestration. Whitehouse is a member of the Budget Conference Committee. Intellectual property rights from the failed video game company 38 Studios hit the auction block today. And as Rhode Island Public Radio's Ian Donis reports, the auction was delayed from November due to a high degree of interest.
The receiver for 38 Studios, Providence lawyer Richard Land, arranged for the auction to be held by San Diego-based Heritage Global Partners. Heritage Global says leading domestic and international game developers have shown strong interest in the auction. The goods up for sale include video game and intellectual property rights for 38 Studios' Amalur Fantasy Universe. The deadline for submitting bids was December 4th. 38 Studios went bankrupt last year after being lured to Rhode Island with a $75 million state loan guarantee. Taxpayers remain on the hook for about $90 million. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
A Washington, D.C.-based Catholic group is criticizing Providence Bishop Thomas Tobin over remarks he made following the death of South African President Nelson Mandela. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has that story.
2 days after Nelson Mandela died, Rhode Island Catholic Bishop Thomas Tobin issued a statement critical of Mandela's support of abortion. Tobin called Mandela's decision to legalize the practice shameful. Now a group called Catholics United is excoriating Tobin for his remarks. Catholics United director James Salt says the comments show how distant Tobin is from Pope Francis.
They were disrespectful to the legacy of a man who spent 27 years in prison resisting oppression. For Bishop Tobin to insert himself at this moment shows a certain level of tone deafness that's tragic.
This isn't the first time Tobin has taken on a public leader over the issue of abortion. He once asked then-Congressman Patrick Kennedy to refrain from taking Holy Communion because of his support of abortion rights. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And a coalition of federal judges, including Rhode Island's Mary Leacy, is expressing concerns about the closure of a women's prison in Danbury, Connecticut. The facility is the only federal prison for women in the Northeast. It will force judges to sentence women to prisons in Philadelphia, West Virginia, or Alabama. A dozen federal judges have written a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder asking him to reconsider the closure. They say maintaining family ties is crucial to women, many of whom have minor children. And the National Weather Service is warning that black ice may be on the roads this morning, and they're asking drivers to take extra precautions. They say the ice will likely melt as the sun rises and temperatures warm up. Right now, it's 23 degrees in Providence, 27 in Newport, and 25 degrees in Westerly. The forecast is calling for sunshine with highs in the lower 30s and possibly a bit breezy. Overnight, again, quite chilly, lows getting down to around 17 degrees. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with highs only getting into the upper 20s.